This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Goyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass developed along National Highway in Dibrugarh district of Assam. The Prime Minister also witnessed an aerial display of fighter jets, transport aircraft and helicopters including Indian Air Force Sukhoi Su-30 MKI, Rafale, AN-32 Tejas and advanced light helicopters. The emergency landing facility is the first of its kind in Northeast India, designed and constructed in coordination with the Indian Air Force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Verma Setu across River Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, along with several other developmental projects worth over 5,450 crore rupees. Further, PM Modi virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. In addition, he also flagged off 225 electric buses under the PM E-Bus Seva scheme for four cities of India, 100 buses for Guwahati, 50 each for Nagpur and Bhavnagar, and 25 buses for Chandigarh. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik participated in the two-day seminar Arunachal Pradesh India's Dynamic Frontier held at Headquarters 2 Mountain Division, Dinjan in Assam. The Governor said that along the borders with Myanmar and Bhutan, culture and security intersect in complex ways. He highlighted the state's border challenges, developmental progress and strategic potential, stressing that security and development are deeply linked. The governor called for a whole-of-nation approach to strengthen Arunachal security, inclusive development and economic growth. On the occasion, former civil servant and Indian ambassador Punchok Stobdan examined Arunachal-Tibet linkages, culture and other their wider historical contours. Further, writer, military historian and filmmaker Shiv Kunal Verma spoke on floral, fauna, ecotourism and region's latent potential. The construction work of the 132 kV Namsai Miao transmission line has resumed at Abhaipur village with the active support of district administration of Changlang district. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Mays shared the news in a social media post and said the important infrastructure projects will significantly strengthen power connectivity in the region and contribute to the overall development of the border areas. The Deputy CM appreciated the cooperation of the local community and the committed efforts of the power grid team in moving the project forward. Sapawang Yawang Manau Poi annual festival of Singpo community of Arunachal Pradesh is being celebrated today. Sapawang Yawang is the forefather of the Singpos. The word Poi means festival, Manau means dance. Thus, Sapawang Yawang Manau Poi stands for dance festival in honor of Sapawang Yawang. The second day of the 22nd National Mountain Bike Cycling Championships in Roing, Arunachal Pradesh witnessed intense competition in various cross-country time trial categories. In the sub-junior girls cross-country time trial category, Hashini K. from Tamil Nadu clinched the gold medal. In the women elite cross-country time trial event, Star Nursery from Karnataka secured the gold medal. The women junior cross-country individual category saw Sovarnika S. from Tamil Nadu emerge as the gold medal winner. Pranish S. of Tamil Nadu bagged a gold medal in the sub-junior boys cross-country time trial category. In the men junior cross-country time trial category, Sonavane Yogesh from Maharashtra claimed a gold medal. Women and Child Development Minister Dasangulapul on Saturday reviewed the progress of the Vibrant Villages program, rode from Goiliang to Doton Glat and inspected several ongoing education and administrative infrastructure projects in Anjo District's Goiliang Circle. The minister also reviewed on-ground progress of multiple infrastructure works at Goiliang headquarters in nearby areas, including the new circular office building for unit teacher headquarters, 20-bedded boys and girls hostels for GUP School Goiliang, and new school building for GUP School Gemliang and boys hostel at Gemliang. Rupa Bricks Interlocking Bricks Factory at Rupa West Kameng District was inaugurated by Kalaktang MLA Siten Chombe. He said the initiative will generate livelihoods and supply high-quality interlocking bricks at affordable prices for Rupa, West Kameng and beyond, boosting local infrastructure and self-reliance. With the team Give Love, Give Life, a Valentine's Day come Blake Day commemorating Pulwama attack was marked today by a noble cause of blood donation at the premises of Gompa Mandir, Itanagar. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.